Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Master Sergeant Juan Negron was born in Corozal, Puerto Rico in 1929. In March of 1948, he enlisted in the U.S. Army and joined the 65th Infantry Regiment, a Puerto Rican regiment first activated in 1917. The 65th Infantry had nicknamed themselves the Borinqueneers during their long sea voyage from Puerto Rico to Korea in 1950. The name came from one of the two original native tribes of Puerto Rico, the Borinquen. Many of the men in the regiment were direct descendants of that tribe. In April of 1951, Sergeant Negron's unit came under heavy enemy attack near Kalmaeri in Korea. He took up the most vulnerable position on his company's exposed right flank and refused to abandon it even after other elements of the company began to withdraw. Hostile forces broke through a roadblock and began to close in. Sergeant Negron threw hand grenades at short range, stopping them in their tracks. He held his position throughout the night. Meanwhile, a counterattack was organized, repelling the enemy troops. After the area was cleared, the company discovered 15 enemy dead, mere feet from Sergeant Negron's position. Sergeant Negron was initially awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. But in 2002, Congress called for a review of war records of Jewish and Hispanic veterans from World War II, the Korean conflict, and Vietnam. They wanted to ensure that those who deserved a Medal of Honor had not been denied due to prejudice. Through this review, President Obama identified cases in which discrimination played a role in the original award, and in February of 2014, he announced 24 veterans who should have received the Medal of Honor in the first place, but had been overlooked due to their race or religion. One of these was Sergeant Juan Negron. He passed away in 1996, but his daughter Iris accepted the Medal of Honor on his behalf in a ceremony at the White House.
For their gallantry under fire, each of these soldiers was long ago recognized with the Army's second highest award. But ask their fellow veterans, ask their families, and they'll tell you that their extraordinary deeds merited the highest recognition. And today, we have the chance to set the record straight. Now, this ceremony reminds us of one of the...
The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Kearns, and I host the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, where I cover the history and culture of England from the departure of the Romans in the 5th century to the Norman conquest in 1066. So far, we've surveyed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain, the migration of the Anglo-Saxons, and the history of Northumbria from its beginnings in the mists of legend to its destruction at the hands of Viking raiders in the 9th century. I hope you'll come and give it a go.